Report, ABC, CBS, NBC report 0 seconds on Joe and Hunter shared bank account. By Wendell Hasebo on October 20, 2021. Establishment news networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, have reportedly spent 0 seconds reporting on Joe and Hunter Biden's alleged shared bank account. The Republican National Committee's, RNC, research team found Tuesday. The establishment networks have ignored that Joe Biden may be embroiled in the FBI's ongoing investigation of Hunter finances. Experts have said, detailing the emails related to Hunter's reported laptop from hell, which indicates Hunter and Joe have shared a bank account. The bank account may be connected to Hunter's illicit activities. As Breitbart News reported in one exchange, Hunter alleged he and his father were both using a single bank account. The New York Post reported in July. Documents on the laptop suggest a mingling of Joe's finances with Hunter's. In an email on April 12, 2018, to his assistant Katie Dodge, Hunter complains that he has been shut out of one of his Wells Fargo bank accounts. Too many cooks in the kitchen. Too many profile changes and such. Happened 10 days ago too. My dad has been using most lines on this account, which I've, through the gracious offerings of Eric, have paid for past 11 years. The RNC also reported the establishment media have ignored three additional stories about Hunter's corrupt business schemes. Those include the following. New emails reveal Hunter Biden asked for $2 million plus success fees to help unfreeze Libyan assets. Joe Biden's brother-in-law asked Hunter Biden to help him secure a business license in China. Hunter Biden sold 5 art prints to anonymous buyers for $75,000 each. On October 1, Hunter reportedly sold 5 paintings for $75,000 each to anonymous investors at a Los Angeles exhibit. It is unknown who purchased the paintings, but a source told the Post the majority of those allowed to buy works are long-term private collectors with a gallery, people that Burgess knows personally. Many rich and famous elites attended Hunter's art exhibit, including Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, artist Shepard Fairey, maker of the Barack Obama Hope poster, musician and animal rights activist Moby, Sugar Ray Leonard, British performance artist Millie Brown, and Gary Baseman. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked on October 6 why Hunter should be excused from transparency. "Well, to be clear, we've spoken to the arrangement that is run by the gallerist and Hunter Biden's representative that the White House provided suggestions for," she claimed. "I'd refer you to the gallerist for questions about the event as well as the representatives of Mr. Garcetti in terms of his attendance." When pressed, Psaki responded by directing questions to the gallerist, Georges Burgess, who has marketed his strong ties to communist China and Chinese businessmen. "I would point you to the gallerist on specifics of the restrictions that were put in place," Psaki said. Burgess explained his relationship to communist China in 2015. "My plan is to be the lead guy in China, the lead collector and art dealer discovering and nurturing talent from that region," Burgess said. "I plan to find and discover and bring to the rest of the world those I consider China's next generation of modern artists." With the sale of paintings to anonymous investors and Hunter's art dealers' connections, it may be concerning Hunter also has a reported interest in an entity, Scanny Atlas, which is believed to have access to tens or hundreds of millions of dollars for Chinese and global investments and set up a complicated web of China-based and Cayman Islands shell companies and subsidiaries. Such a financial vehicle could be used to move money around the world from Hunter's painting ventures and hide it without United States authorities' knowledge. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.